Boy, did I give those cows a surprise. I threw myself at them, a lightning bolt of...
Hank, get out of the gate!
A lightning bolt of flashing teeth, snapping jaws, flaming eyes, and ferocious barks that...
Hank, move!
Sent them scattering in all directions like a covey of...
Idiot, stop barking!
Fluttering quail.
Hold the herd, boys, they're gonna run!
Yes, sir, I got the point across. I hated to be rude, but how else can you communicate with a bunch of brainless cows? I mean, we weren't discussing physics. It was a very simple message. We're making repairs. You can't pass through the gate until... Gee whiz. Those cattle were really spooked, running in all directions, almost like a stampede or something. Maybe I'd come on a little strong with my message, but when a guy is big and tough and about half mean, sometimes he forgets. And oops, it appeared that the cowboys were whipping and spurring to hold the herd and yelling in angry tones and crashing through the willows and tamaracks along the... This was looking more and more like, a genuine stampede. Gee, what had gotten the cattle so... Suddenly, in a flash of blinding light, I realized that I was... Oh, brother. Standing right in the middle of the gate, the very place I'd been warned not to stand. And even worse, it appeared that my actions had caused... How had this happened? I hadn't tried to cause problems. I'd been trying to help, for crying out loud. An ordinary mutt would have slept through the whole thing, but me, I had volunteered for extra duty. I'd walked the extra mile to help the cowboys and to save the cattle from... Okay, we had big problems here. Big problems. Damage control. I began rehearsing my story. Slim, Loper, I know this looks pretty bad, and I know what you're thinking. You gave me strict orders to stay out of the gate and not to bark at the cattle, and before we go any further, let me state for the record that I agree 100% with those orders. Honest, no kidding. But what you didn't see and couldn't have known was that... See, there were these gopher mounds right in the middle of the gate. Three of them, to be exact. I just thought... No, brother. I would never be able to sell that story. I was cooked, fried, toasted. They would kill me. The only question was, would they use a firing squad, a hangman's rope, or strangle me with their bare hands? Fellers, it was time for me to lay low and wait for the storm to pass.